Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to our prayer service today.
Amen. Good morning.
This is Minister Erica, and I am hosting today. And remember, today is Won't He Do It Wednesday.
Amen.
Yes, at the end of the call today, we are going to give our testimonies. If you would like to share a testimony or a word of encouragement, just go ahead and press the five and the star, five star keys, and we will get to you at the end of the call so that you can encourage someone today. Let's just begin to usher in the presence of God, thanking Him for waking us up. Continue to usher in the presence of the Lord as the prayers are going forth. I'm going to go ahead right now and turn it over to our first prayer lead.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Vicki. I think I'm the first this morning. From my location here in Maple Heights, where we're having some snow this spring, actively coming down now. I hope everyone's doing well. My scripture is Psalms 119:11, but I will read from the beginning at verse 1 to give the full context. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong but follow His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. And the 11th verse, which is, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The heart is mentioned about 1,000 times in the Bible. And the heart is that spiritual part of us where our emotions and desires live. God has a heart, and the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And it says that God knows the secrets of the heart. God's word directs us to do our best to present ourselves to Him as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. It also tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be transferred by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are to hide the word in our hearts so that when we are faced with things of this world like greed, lust, anger, violence, deceitfulness and unforgiveness, bitterness, as well as pain, grief, unexpected illnesses, and so on, then we can use the word to guide our thoughts, desires, and our actions. We are also to hide the word in our heart so that we are able to witness, encourage, and minister to others. We need to be able to respond in a way that is pleasing to God. You know, Bishop has taught on commitment this week. Being committed to God means that you're dedicated to the Christian belief system and are living in accordance with the teachings of the Bible, the Word. God is committed to His people, and He says He will never leave us or forsake us. And the question to each of us is, how can we hide the Word in our heart unless we study and hear the Word of God? Let us pray. Father God, we thank You, praise You, worship You, and exalt the name of Jesus. We ask for Your forgiveness of things that have offended You, have gone against Your word. Thank You for Your grace and mercy. Lord, daily we are faced with situations that affect our thoughts, actions, and the posture of our heart. We know, Lord, that the posture of our heart is most important to you, because the posture of our heart, which is our inner attitudes, motivations, and actions, is something that reflects the relationship that we have with you. Father, we can fool each other with the physical way we posture by being regular churchgoers, giving liberally to the church, reciting your word, all ways of being seen and accepted by man. But your word says in 1 Samuel, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Lord, forgive us for being carnal-minded. Remind us of why we are called into your kingdom. We're called into a life of faith, righteousness, love, and service. We're called into servanthood to you, to Christ. Father, let us not be self-seeking, but instead be mindful of the needs of others. Keep us humble. May we serve lovingly and in obedience to you. God, we understand that a clean heart is necessary, because that is where you deal with man, in our heart. Our heart where the inner thoughts, motivations, and character lie. In Mark chapter 7, Jesus makes it clear that for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. And in Jeremiah, we're reminded that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Lord, we ask you to forgive us, your servants, and give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to discern between good and evil, because only you know the intent of people's hearts. Only you know if they have a heart of selfish desire, deceit, or ill will. Remind us, Lord, to watch for the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control as we interact with people in our lives each day. Each of us on this line makes decisions daily that impact our present and future. Lord, may we hear clearly from you in every area of our life as we petition for your guidance and blessings. Lord, we repent of all sin, especially that which would block what you have designed for us. Father, create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Father, thank you for the joy and peace that comes along with a clean heart. Father, we ask of all this because we know that we are not able to hide your word in a heart that is cluttered with concerns of this word. We must decide to have a heart that resists compromising your word. We will resist fear. We can't be concerned about the acceptance of man, greed, gossip, anger, lying, or deceptiveness. We can't be a part of that which promotes the spirit of division. Father, prick our hearts and our minds. When we are subjecting ourselves to a constant barrage of unholy words, music, or images that clash with your Holy Spirit, Father, continue to reveal to us what we should know about what we see, hear, and experience, because those things affect the posture of our heart. We are human and are given into the flesh at times, but let our conscience remind us of who we are in you. As we study your word, listen to worship music and biblically-based messages, cause your word to create a defense in us that defends us against the designs of the enemy, a defense against all that aims to affect our heart posture in a negative way towards each other, even towards our enemies. Lord, there are those who may wonder how to keep your word in their heart. To keep your word in our hearts, we must know your word, which means we have to study, to hear, to listen to your word. We can keep your word in our hearts by memorizing scripture. We don't have to know the book, chapter, and verse. but we need to remember enough to apply your promises to the situations in our life and to encourage ourselves and others. We can keep your word hidden in our hearts by meditating on your word, because thinking about the things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable can transform anxious thoughts into thoughts of peace and can shift our minds away from worry and towards your truth. Lord, continue to draw us. Remind us of your desire for us to seek you in all things, in all decisions, and draw us purposely to fellowship with you every day in preparation of filling our hearts with your word that will direct our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. And help us not to sin against you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I turn back over to Dallas.
Amen. Amen. How can we hide the word in our heart if we don't know the word? Thank you, Sister Vicki. Thank you for your prayer this morning. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you this morning. And thank you all for joining us this morning on our prayer line. It is Won't He Do It Wednesday. The Lord has done some things in your life, and we want to hear about it. So press the 5-star key and the last 15 minutes of the call. We will allow you to give your testimony or words of encouragement for others, because as Sister Vicki prayed, we have to know enough of the word to apply it to our lives and encourage others. So there is something that you have learned about God, learned about his word that can encourage others. At this time, I am going to, before I turn it over to our next prayer lead, I want to encourage you all to go to our website, ekcministries.org, and leave your GPS. Right now, Bishop is going through the Extreme Faith series where he is building our faith, and he's asking for prayers and testimonies and something that will guide people to Christ, but guide people to salvation. So we're asking that you do your 1 minute or your 30 second audio or video recording and send it in. You can send it through the GPS or you can send it to the email. It is bacacomp1@gmail.com. Let's get our testimonies in. People will be touched by what you're touched by. People will be touched by your story. So let's do that. Let's obey our bishop and get our testimonies in. All right. Right now I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning, Saints. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. And on this Wednesday, my prayer topic is on devoting ourselves to prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts bowed in humility and reverence. You are holy, faithful, and mighty to save us. Lord, as we reflect on Colossians 4, verse 2, teach us what it means to truly devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Dear God, let our prayers rise to you, not as a duty, but as a delight. Give us a hunger for your presence, a yearning to meet with you daily, not just with words, but with hearts in full surrender. Let our devotion to prayer become our heartbeat. Help us to be watchful, aware of what you are doing and what the enemy may attempt. Let our eyes be open in the spirit so we are not caught off guard or unaware. Dear God, may we be alert to opportunities to serve, to minister, to stand in the gap, and to resist distraction. Father God, ignite in us a desire for consistency in prayer. Teach us to come before you, not only in times of crises, but in every season. Dear God, when we feel weak, strengthen us. When we feel distracted, refocus us. When we feel tired, breathe life into our spirit. Dear God, help us to be people of the secret place, people whose strength is renewed by communion with you. Lord, you said to be thankful. So right now, we thank you. We thank you for life, for breath, for salvation, and for grace. Father God, thank you for hearing us even when our words fail. Thank you for seeing the prayers we whisper in pain. Thank you that you are near to the brokenhearted and attentive to each and every cry. Let gratitude silence our complaints. Let thanksgiving be our first response, not just when prayers are answered, but even in the waiting. Teach us to praise you in advance for what you're already working out. Let our lives reflect a constant spirit of gratitude. Dear God, remind us that prayer changes things. Yes, indeed. But more importantly, it changes us. Help us to pray prayers that shape our character, align our will with yours, and reflect the kingdom. Let our conversations with you bring wisdom, peace, and guidance. Father God, we lift up those struggling to find words in prayer. For those who feel distant, draw them close. Let them know that prayer doesn't have to be perfect, just honest. Let them feel your embrace as they whisper their needs and desires. Let their doubts be turned into faith. Father God, we pray for boldness, to pray for healing, for breakthrough, for reconciliation, for revival. Father God, let us not shrink back from big prayers. You are a big God. Give us faith to believe again. Give us courage to pray again. Let our prayers be fueled by trust in your goodness. Heavenly Father, stir up intercession in us for our families, for our friends, for our churches and our communities, our nation and the world. Reach beyond ourselves. Help us carry the burdens of others to your feet. Let our hearts break for what breaks yours. Dear God, we pray for leaders, pastors, teachers, parents, and decision makers. May they seek your wisdom daily. We pray for the hurting, the sick, the grieving, and the lonely. May they find comfort in your presence and healing in your word. Holy Spirit, guide our words. We don't know what to say. Intercede for us with groanings too deep for words. Help us pray in alignment with God's will and purpose. Jesus, our priest, thank you for always interceding on our behalf. Thank you for making a way for us to boldly come before the throne of grace. And now, Lord, we ask you to make us a people of persistent prayer. May we pray without ceasing. Let our lives be marked by devotion, not just in church, but in the car, in the kitchen, at work, in silence, and even in noise. Help us to walk in daily dialogue with you. Let every heartbeat echo this truth. We are yours, and you are with us. Heavenly Father, we give you all glory and praise. And we pray, dear God, that we never, ever stop praying. We pray that when the world is shaken, we will still be found on our knees. Jesus, amen. Thank you for the privilege of praying, saints, as I turn it back over to our host. If you have to leave early, have a pleasant day, and may the peace of the Lord always be with you. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Barry. Thank you for your prayer today. In your prayer, you said, help us to be alert to opportunities to serve and to come to God in every season. And that prayer doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be honest and come from the heart. Let that encourage you today to become a prayer lead. Your prayer doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be honest and come from the heart. That which comes from the heart goes to the heart. So becoming a prayer lead, whatever the Lord puts in your heart to pray through the topics that you're given, it's going to go to someone else's heart. It's going to touch someone else. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be honest and come from your heart. To be a prayer lead, all you have to do is call the office at 216-475-6327. To be a prayer host, call the same number, 216-475-6327. We are always looking for new prayer leads, new prayer hosts, because we know that God has something that he wants to say through you, something that he has for you to do with this prayer line, to touch someone, to encourage someone through the words that he's giving you. So don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't shriek back. Go forward. Become a prayer lead today. Call. It's not too late to get on the line for next week. It's not too late to get on the line for next month. Become a prayer lead. Whether it is you can pray for 15 minutes or you can pray for 5 minutes, become a prayer lead. Start somewhere. 5 minutes starts you. And if you have a 2-minute prayer, guess what? The Lord, you're allowing the Lord to use you. So call the office at 216-475-6327 to become a prayer lead or a prayer host. If you would like special prayer, if there's something that we can agree with you about, go to our website, ekcministries.org, and send in your prayer request. Or if you have a specific topic that you'd like us to pray regarding, you can put that in as well. Our website has a lot of different things on there. It has the prayer request. It has the GPS. It has different testimonies from people. Go on the website and see. Bishop is in his Extreme Faith series. His book, Faith, 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 is on that website. Get the book. It will definitely bless you and help you during this time. Help you during any time, because when don't we need faith? All righty. Today is Wednesday, and we usually give our midweek sacrifice of $25. But during this Extreme Faith series, we have been asked to sow a blessing seed of $250, a miracle seed of $500, or an overflow seed of $1,000. Where do you find yourself at in that seed amount? Are you sowing your midweek sacrifice today? Are you sowing your blessing seed? Are you sowing your miracle seed or your overflow seed? Whichever way, you can sow it by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to the website, ekcministries.org, and sow your seed there. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and I'm coming out of Ephesians 3, starting at the 17th verse, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor for another day. We give you praise, God, for another opportunity to come, God, before your people to pray your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us, Lord. We thank you, God, because, Lord, you said in your word, God, that the power worketh on the inside of us. And so, God, we have to put it to work, because you said that we could do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. But it's got to be according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. God, you came, Lord, and you brought love. And so, Lord, you said that we would love one another, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, God, in your word, how can we say that we love you and whom we never seen, and yet our brothers and our sisters that we see every day we don't love? And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for the love that you have put on the inside of us, God. You said, God, that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, God, we thank you for the abundant life. We thank you, God, that we can love one another, God, because you are love. And so, God, we thank you for the wisdom and the understanding, God, that we don't have to argue or bring confusion or anything against one another, God, that we'll begin to pray, that we'll begin, God, to fall on our knees and call out to you, God, for deliverance, God. Lord God, that if we have anything against one another, that we'll be able to forgive. We'll be able to forgive, God, and move in love. And even sometimes, God, even if we feel like we're not at fault, let us be able, God, to bow, God, down to wisdom and understanding and going to our brothers and sisters and saying to them, if I've done anything, God, if I've done anything against you that hurt you or harm you, I ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Let us be able, God, to ask for forgiveness, Lord, because you said that if we sin, you said that we could go to 1 John 1:9 and we can ask for forgiveness of our sins, and that you will forgive us of our sins, God. So we have to learn, God, to forgive one another in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, because we have your word. And we thank you, God, for your word, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you because you're a good God. And you said we got faith enough to be rooted and grounded in love. And so, God, we thank you because love is one of the greatest commandments. And we have to love our neighbors as ourselves. And, God, all the things that's going on today in the world, we got to still walk by faith. We got to still have the love of Christ on the inside. And we have to cry out to you, God, that your word, God, that you said should not come back void, would accomplish what we sent it to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We got to love our enemies. And sometimes, God, it's hard to love our enemies. But you said that we're grounded and rooted, and on the inside, the love is there. Because, God, you went to the cross for us because you loved us so much, God. And we have to have that same love for one another. And we have to cry out to you, God, that deliverance will come to your people. Lord God, that we'll begin to pray and that we'll begin to seek your face, God, because we serve an all-knowing God. You know everything, God. You know what's going on in this world. This didn't catch you by surprise, God. You know. But one thing we know, that you're God, that you rule, that you reign, that you're the only God that answers according to your word. And so we are thankful and we are grateful, God, that the love of you is on the inside, God. And we can love when nobody else is loving. That we can have compassion on the people when nobody else has compassion. All because of the love that you put on the inside of us, God. We thank you, God, because you said that the power is on the inside, and we have to put it to work. We have to call those things that's not as though they already were. We have to walk by faith, not by sight. We can't let what's in front of us destroy us. But we have to begin to call those things that's not as though they already were. We thank you. We praise you, God, for covering us on our job, God. Because you're the God that supplied the need. You're the God that opens up the windows from heaven and pour out the blessings. We got to remember who you are. Even in these triumph times, even in these times where the enemy is coming and trying to destroy and trying to conquer, the greater one is on the inside. Greater is he that's in me. Greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. Our power, God, is in you. Our strength is in you, God. And we have to fall on our knees and cry out to you. You cover us, God, under the blood. We don't have to be destroyed. And we don't have to let what's going on destroy us. Because we got a work to do. We have a work to do, God. You said that the poor would be with us always, God. And one thing we know, God, that people hate the poor. And it's like it's a destructive spirit to take them down to nothing. But God, you said that they sold the poor for a pair of shoes. And it looks like today that's what they're trying to do to destroy your people. But greater is he. We got to believe your word. We got to call those things as not as though they already were. We got to walk by faith, God. We got to look to you. You are our help. You are our strength. You said, look to the mountain. Where cometh our help? Our help comes from you, Lord. Our help don't come from man. It comes from you. You the one give us the power to get well. You the one to give us the strength every day to be able to do the things that we need to do. But we got to keep our eyes on you. We got to stay focused, God. We got to look ahead. We got to hear a word. Those that have an ear to hear, we got to hear what you're saying to your people in these last and evil days, God. And we thank you and we praise you, God, that we could love one another because everybody don't have love. Everybody don't love one another, God, but we thank you, God, that we can. And we thank you, God, as we move in the love that's on the inside, that we won't whine and we won't complain, but we'll do what you called us to do. What have you called us to do? Lord God, what have you called us to do that we'll be doing and not stagnated, not stuck, not stuck in one place saying, Lord, why me? But we thank you, God. We thank you because you have the answers. You have the answers to what's going on around us. You have the answer. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you're Lord, that you rule, that you God. Even when people think they're more 9 bags of chips, they'll find out, God, that they got to bow to you. Because you're awesome, God. You're a great God. And you care about every little thing in our life. There's nothing in our life that you don't care about. And we bring it to you and we sit it at your feet. Because you said, God, that you'll answer us. And God, that we have to study, show ourselves approved, a workman not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. What is the word of truth? Your word. Your word is the word of truth. And we'll be able to speak your word. We'll be able to go and do the things that we need to do. And you will guide and direct us in our whole life, God. That you will supply the need, that you open up a window from heaven. That you will pour us out a blessing. And the blessing don't always have to be money. God, we thank you for help. We thank you that you said that by your stripes, we already healed. We thank you that over 2,000 years ago, you nailed it on the cross. And so we have to continue to follow you. We have to continue, Lord, to ask you to direct our path in all our ways. We have to acknowledge you, God. So we ain't walking down the wrong path, that we ain't walking backwards, Lord. And that we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We're forgetting those things that's behind. And we're reaching out to you. What would you have us to do? Where would you have us to go? So many people, God, that sits in an earthen home don't ever have nobody to come to see about us. And sometimes, God, we just sitting and saying, Lord, we're waiting on you. And you say, no, I'm waiting on you. Waiting on you to get up and do what I told you to do. Waiting on you. Because we serve awesome God. And you're not going to ask us to do something that we can't do. You're not. You're not going to ask us, God, to do something that we don't have the ability to do. Because, God, when you ask us to do what you ask us to do, we have the ability to do it. But you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And a sound mind, God, help us, Lord, not to live in fear. Because fear is torment. And the enemy just to try to play in our mind, but we have to cast down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring into activity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When our own obedience is fulfilled in you, God, in you, you have the final answer. You have all the answers, God. No matter what it is, God, you have the answer. So, God, we thank you on today. We give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor for all that you're doing and all that you've done in our lives. We're thankful and we're grateful, God. So we want to have the love of Christ grounded and rooted in our heart. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him, God, we got to believe. That's the hardest part, is believing that you will do what you say you're going to do. And so as we stand in the hallway and we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor and we listen, God, to the gospel, we listen, God, to your word, God, waiting on it to come to pass, because it shall and it will come to pass, because you said that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we thank you, God, on today for the abundant life that we have. Because you said the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy. But the enemy not greater than the name of Jesus. And so, God, we got you. We have the greater one. And so we just praise you. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. So, you said if we have faith as a mustard seed, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. What is the sycamine tree? Whatever standing in our way has got to move. We got to begin to walk by faith and not by sight. And we got to begin to live by faith. Faith coming by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Not by what you heard. But what are we hearing, God? We're hearing your word. And so we grab onto it and we learn to live by your word. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're just passing through. We're not here to stay. And so, God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. You said what two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you on the morning for being in our midst this morning. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Because you're all knowing, God. And so you know the need that's on this line on today, God. You know the need, God. I pray that you will supply the need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, whoever need a window from heaven to open, I pray, God, that you would open that window and pour my blessing. It won't be room enough to receive it. God, and I pray that you will rebuke the devils, because the devils come. But you rebuke them for our sake, God. Now thank you, and I praise you. Now I seal it under the blood. I call it done by faith. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Thanks for turning back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Thank you. We must be rooted and grounded in love. Even when it is hard to love and even when it is our enemies. As Sister Cynthia said, our strength comes from God. So if we stay focused on him and his word, then loving will be easier for us. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Vicki and Minister Barry and Sister Cynthia, for allowing the Lord to use you through prayer today. And thank you all for joining us. Today is Won't He Do It Wednesday. If you have a testimony or a word of encouragement, we want to hear it. Press 5-star and I will open up the line and allow you to do just that. Give your testimony or your word of encouragement. Alrighty, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Sister Shirley, I'm going to open up the line for you so that you can go ahead and give your testimony.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, and praise the Lord. I'm going to be very brief, but I just want to convey and encourage on today for anyone that may be dealing with the spirit of fear and the importance of, you know, submitting that prayer request so that we can touch and agree with you on it. I battled with the spirit of fear under the it was the spirit of fear, but I was afraid to fly. I started dealing with being claustrophobic. I am a traveler. I used to travel as a child. And I got to a point where I was afraid to fly. afraid to fly. Would have anxiety attacks. Would have to get off before the plane would. I mean, it was just a lot of emotions. And so I was just grounded in Mississippi for about 12 years, I would say. And then after losing my husband, of course, new chapter of my life opened up. And I said, God, I cannot just be grounded like this. And I had been praying prior to, but that was really like an intersection for me. And so I was invited on a cruise. Didn't want to miss the opportunity. I asked Pastor Lenore to, you know, touch and agree with me. And that spirit, I mean, it broke in the spirit realm. I'm not adding on to this. I mean, I'm giving it to you just as it was, instantly. I've been flying since November. And so, again, I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid to share what you want God to do with you. I know that sometimes as mature believers, we can pray for ourselves and it's all about the faith, but it also, there's power in agreement. And so that's my testimony. I'm looking forward to being in Cleveland Good Friday weekend, flying in and flying out. But again, just want to let you know that your prayer requests, please do submit them, because there is power in prayer and there is a testimony that will come forth. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Shirley, for your testimony and words of encouragement today. Sister LaWanda, I'm going to open it up for you.
Good morning. Good morning. Before I give my testimony, I just want to say to whoever needs to hear that God knows what you need before you ask, and to pray about everything. Sometime last week, before I went to sleep, I was thinking about how God has sustained us over the years, you know, and I got in a real thankful and grateful mode, and I just began to pray, you know, and I prayed about our home, I prayed for our cars, prayed for the hot water tank, the furnace, personal belongings, and et cetera, et cetera. I was just praying and just thanking God for everything. Well, on the other day, when we had that nice day, not today, it's snowing over here in Garfield Heights, I was walking my puppy, and as I came back, I said, you know, I'm going to sit out here on the deck for a minute. I went out there, and my husband got home from work, and he came out, and he said, babe, did you see this? And I looked over where he was pointing. We have an electric box on our deck, so if we need to plug things up on the outside. And it had caught fire, and a portion of our home was singed. It was black all around it. The plug itself was black, and it was all singed all around. And we didn't know when this happened or how the fire was put out. And God brought that prayer back to my remembrance. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for protecting our home. And I just thank God that to have a mind to just pray about everything. A lot of people don't think it's important to pray about your home or pray about this, that, you know, they just take it for granted. Everything is going to be everything. But pray about everything. And I just want to thank God for that. Amen. Turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. The Lord will protect you from things seen and unseen. Thank you for that testimony, Sister LaWanda. If you would like to share your testimony or words of encouragement, just press 5-star and I will open up the line and allow you to do that. I was on social media and I saw this testimony of someone, and I just want to briefly share it with you all. He said, the man said that he was praying to God one day, and the Lord said to him, "Am I a part of your life or the center of your life?" And he said that he was stunned. He was stunned for a minute, and then he says that the Lord went on to say to him, when something's a part of something, it can only touch those things that are around it. But when something's at the center of it, it touches everything. There's nothing left untouched because everything flows through the center. There's a lot of people who think, he goes on to say that there's a lot of people who think that God is at the center when he's just a part. Going to church every Sunday doesn't make God the center. It makes him a part of your week. Praying before you eat or go to bed doesn't make God the center of your life. It makes him part of your day. When God is not our first response or our first choice, he is not the center of our life. He goes on to say again that if we're being honest, God doesn't get first response with our family, finances, our business, relationship, our career, or our dreams, but we say that God is the center of our life. Wherever you don't give God authority, you leave room for robbery. Our adversary, the devil, his job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And a lot of us give space because we haven't given God the place as center of our lives. So I want to encourage you today to take the steps to, if God is not the center of your life, evaluate, take the steps to make him the center of your life. Minister Andre, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank
Hallelujah.
God for waking me up early this morning with a mind just to want to serve him, want to get in his word and study. He renewed my mind. I can remember waking up not wanting to do nothing but seek after the drugs and the alcohol. But he delivered me, and I'm so glad today. I am so glad to be saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire baptized, speaking in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. God bless y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Andre, for your words of encouragement. If there's anyone else that has testimony or words of encouragement, you can go ahead and press 5-star, and I will open up the line for you. But in the meantime, I just want to encourage you all. This line is here for us. It's here for everyone. Share it. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends and allow them to be a part of this awesome ministry, this hour of power that is changing our lives, that's encouraging us to be better, that's encouraging us in our prayer life. Share it with someone. Sister Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for you.
Good morning, everybody. Praise God. I just want to recap on Minister Erica. I seen that same guy in prayer, and I'm thankful that I do align with some of it that he has ministered to us about putting God in the center of our life. I thank and praise God for that. Sister LaWanda, Jesus, 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 I thank God for your prayer for all that. I get off of work at 6 o'clock every day, and most days I go pick up my grandson from work. When I leave home, I make sure everything is okay, my dog is okay, because he's home, but he's in a secure area. But yesterday, when I got home, my, as soon as I pulled in my driveway, I smelled gas. And I'm like, what is going on? Why am I smelling gas that heavy? So when I went in the house, it was my house. My stove was running, gas leaking. And I'm like, I've never left nothing on. I said, Million, you're still breathing? You're still walking? You're still jumping around? I mean, it was just fume. My whole house was fumed with gas. So I thank God for LaWanda's prayer that she was praying for every single thing that came to her mind about everything. And I just thank God that my house is still standing, my dog is still breathing, and that I'm able to get to work today without having to scuffle and figure out what happened if my house had blown up. Thank you. Thank God. LaWanda, thank you for being a minister of God, letting him use you in that way. I just thank God for this prayer line. I listen every day, but I'm not able to get on. But I had to say something today because I experienced that. I just thank God for you all. You guys have a great, amazing, blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Michelle, for sharing your testimony. Sister Cynthia, go right ahead.
Well, first I wasn't going to share my testimony, but last night my niece in Akron was celebrating. Well, they was releasing balloons because her brother had passed years back, and they were out there releasing the balloons. And maybe 30 minutes they went in the house, and this ATV, he come flying through her porch, took out the most of the porch, the roof ended up coming down. And he went on across the street. He hit the pole, and she called the police. He called the 911, and she said, well, send an ambulance because I believe he's hurt because the ATV was just bent all up. But when she come back out, he done took the plates off the ATV, and he walked away. She said she don't know how he walked away, but I just give God the praise because they ended up being in that house because the way he took out her house last night, it was like if they were on that porch at that time releasing those balloons, they wouldn't have survived. So I just thank God for the covering that he gives us, and I just give him the praise and the honor that nobody in the house was hurt. Amen.
Amen. This is what Won't He Do It Wednesday is all about. It's about sharing our testimony, encouraging others. Sister LaWanda gave her testimony about praying over her house and everything that's in her life. And I believe that prayer touched and covered Sister Michelle's house, and it touched and covered Sister Cynthia's niece's house because our prayer, the Lord hears our prayers. When we call, he answers. When we pray, he covers. When we ask him, he is there. Thank you, Sister LaWanda, for allowing God to use you today to encourage someone else to come forth and tell their testimony, to encourage someone else to come forth and encourage you to keep praying about everything that the Lord brings to your mind. Thank you all so much for joining us today on the prayer line. I hope that you got something out of it. I hope that you are leaving encouraged. I hope that you are leaving with prayer on your mind, the Lord in your heart, and ready to go on and conquer your day with everything that the Lord has given you to do so. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can sow today the midweek sacrifice of $25, the $250 blessing seed, the $500 miracle seed, or the $1,000 overflow seed by going to our Cash App, $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can sow it by way of texting the word give to 216-446-1209 or by going to our website, ekcministries.org. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Remember, we are in an extreme faith series. Come get your faith extinguished. Come get your faith ignited. Excuse me. Get it ignited, and let's go on and do great things for God. I'm going to go ahead and let you all go. But remember that Bishop Clark is live right now for Daily Bread, going through our Extreme Faith series. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you, my minister. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank God for you.
Bye-bye.
God bless everyone.
I can see in front of me, and I don't know what to do.